USDA's Rural Development works with rural electric cooperatives to provide loans and grants for local economic development projects. Rod Bain tells us more.
If you live in a small town or are connected in any way to rural economic development, you know the importance of having infrastructure to attract new businesses and new jobs to your community. Infrastructure? You know, buildings, roads and other modes of transportation, power plants and distribution systems, water and sewer systems that can handle industries of significant scale. Two important players in helping develop rural communities and rural economies are rural electric cooperatives and USDA's Office of Rural Development.
About 75% of the continental United States is served by rural electric cooperatives. We have at Rural Development a special relationship with these entities in that we finance generation and distribution of electricity in that rural space.
USDA Undersecretary for Rural Development Doug O'Brien says this relationship goes deeper, as Rural Development uses rural electric co-ops as the distributor of rural economic development loans and grants to fund local infrastructure projects. For the latest round of loan and grant awards,
we had 21 projects in 14 states for a total of $22.3 million in loans and grants. And the eligible projects include assistance with business startup and expansion, business technical assistance, job training and community facilities projects that support economic development.
So the focus of these monetary awards is not just on rural power, but in all manner of economic development efforts. The undersecretary offers two examples from the recent list of loan and grant recipients.
The Energy United Electric Membership Corporation is receiving a $1 million loan to help the town of Moxville, North Carolina, buy land for a textile manufacturing facility. The manufacturing facility plans to invest more than $100 million in the project and create nearly 300 jobs.
I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.
I'm Sabrina Hill for AgNetWest.com.